Now, Chris O'Dowd, him being star of Moon Boy and Hollywood actor, tweeted during the week, he's from Roscommon, just that's a bit of context you need to know. We may have no Sam Maguire this year, but, and he tagged on a link to an article in the Roscommon Herald, which is headed, "A County Roscommon woman is the proud owner of one of the oldest fully operational refrigerators in the country." Now, that's our type of story. And the woman in question, Alice Feeney, and her son, Gerard Feeney, is on the line. Good afternoon, Gerard.
Hello there, Ray. How are things?
Good. How are things in Roscommon?
Well, I tell you something now. I'm not what you call a drama queen as such, but this is almost mythic. If you can just picture it, a long time ago, in a town far, far away, my mother went into an electrical shop and she bought a fridge.
Right.
And guess what?
What?
Half a century later, it's still working.
Yes.
And actually, to be quite honest with you, it's almost a bit of an anticlimax after the bit where we bought the fridge, because literally, well, it's been in two houses. We plugged it in, it kept working, and it's worked for 50 years.
Yeah. It's a Frigidaire RM1400L, and you bought it,
yes.
Well, your mother bought it from Michael Gunning Electrical of Castlereagh in 1974.
Yeah.
And it's still fully functional, Gerard.
Well, are you a Star Trek fan by any chance?
No.
All right, thank you. Thing is, if there's any, and by the way, the term is trekkers, not trekkies. If there's
Sorry.
Any trekkers,
okay,
if there's any of them listening, they may be familiar with the character on that called Lieutenant Commander Data,
right.
Played by the actor.
I know Data, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, that guy, he was also, the actor also appeared in Frasier, actually. Mm. He made a cameo on it. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is this, one of the character Data's catchphrase is, "I'm fully functional." So I'm getting to the point. The point is that the fridge is fully functional.
Right.
And I kid you not, it hasn't had the slightest technical hitch or glitch during the last five decades. The only thing, as was stated in the Roscommon Herald article, is that a bit of wear and tear, but that's to be expected, you know.
And where is it located, Gerard?
Oh, my goodness me. Well, let me think. Is it the east wing or the west wing?
It's in the kitchen.
It's in the kitchen. It's in the car. I tell you what, it's actually in the northwest corner of our kitchen.
Right. And does it have an ice box, you know, at the top?
Yes, it's funny you should mention that, because I had it written down here, mention the ice box. So it's actually, I think, a two-star ice box, and it is officially, it keeps your accoutrements fresh for a month.
Yes, yeah.
So regarding, let's say, the practicalities of it, my mother, Alice, she's very kind of diligent with it. Ever since she got it, she defrosts it every 2 weeks.
Yes.
Nice bit of washing up liquid and hot water and, you know,
great.
Bit of kitchen towel after the cloth. And, I do my bit. I clean the shelves of it. And,
great. Now, listen, I don't want to melt your ice cubes here or burst your balloon.
Are we getting symbolic here? But go on, keep going.
Well, I think you still have the oldest functioning fridge. You may not have the oldest fridge.
Yes.
Because that may be in the possession of Mary Leonard and Ma Murphy's pub in Bantry. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Ray. How's it going?
Not too bad. Will you say hello to Gerard there?
Hey, Gerard. How you doing?
How are you, Mary? How's things?
Good. Things are good. We're keeping the fridges alive. Fair play to us.
Can it get more exciting than this?
No, dare I say it, Mary.
I don't know if it can.
Mary, he's been a bit cool with you.
Okay. I'm used to that. I'm used to cool.
Ice cool, yeah. Okay, Mary.
It's the first time in my life I've been called cool. Go on.
It's overrated, Gerard. It's overrated.
I believe.
Yes, yeah. Now, Billy the Fridge. Tell us about Billy the Fridge, Mary.
Well, Billy the Fridge came to Ma Murphy's in 1945,
right.
At the end of the Second World War. And we celebrated its 70th birthday in 2015 when my dad was here. My dad was called Billy. And so we had a cane, and it used to be for the shop. It's a bar, you know, the old style grocery shop in the front. And it used to be, the fridge used to be full of, you know, shoulders of bacon and sausages and ham and butter and all that. And yeah, it's been working ever since. It's absolutely amazing. It's a huge, big, like nearly as, you know, nearly as big as my 5 foot something, foot whatever.
It looks, I'm looking at it here, so it looks like a very worn and old Smeg. You know those Smeg ones that people...
Yes,
yeah,
it does.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually General Motors, a Frigidaire.
Right.
And like for many, many years, like after we stopped kind of doing the groceries, that was the only bottle fridge that we had.
Yeah.
And so you can imagine, like on a busy night, you know, how many times it would be open and closed. And it's worked away. I think one time my dad had to get like a compressor refitted in it, maybe like it's probably going back 20 years or something. But many, many, like for the birthday party, the place was full. We had a birthday cake for the fridge, and we had sandwiches and lads with guitars singing happy birthday. And through the years, many tourists have come in, you know, and they've taken photos. Someone actually sent me a little clipping. I think it was from the Daily Mail in England, and it was, you know, a picture of the fridge.
Uh-huh.
Now, so we're going to celebrate.
We're going to celebrate its 80th, right? But it's not functional.
Well, it is. It actually is functional. Still absolutely 100% working.
Oh, it's working.
But
okay.
What happened was, at the beginning of the summer, a German tourist came in to me, and he was like, I was telling him about the fridge, and he was like, do you know how much electricity that's using? And I was like, no, it's probably huge. Is it easy? Yeah. So I actually just plugged it out.
Right. Okay.
But
okay.
It actually is still functioning. And
right. Okay.
So it's
okay.
Pretty amazing.
I just want to, I want both of you to go away happy. So
we're both happy.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So Gerard, you have the at present, as we speak, the oldest functioning fridge in Ireland. Mary has a functioning one, but it's not plugged in, so officially it's not functioning. But if there is a fridge older than 80 years than Billy the Fridge, we want to hear about it today. 51551 ray@rte.ie. Gerard, I'm sure we'll talk again. Mary, I'm sure we'll talk again. Thanks for taking our call today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ray. Bye. And while we're celebrating 80th birthdays, we're going to be talking to David Norris after the break. And he is celebrating his 80th birthday at the end of the month.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.